whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Now that the Zeke contract is done, the Cowboys can turn their attention to Dak Prescott. And with the Jared Goff deal, I don't know how that impacts things. Jared Goff signs a 4-year deal, $134 million, $33.5 per year, $110 million of that guaranteed. How do you guys think that impacts Dak Prescott's deal?
Well, to me, Ben, it just kind of comes down to what CAA is doing, right? Because CAA is going to be like, that's cool, good for you. Dak's played one extra full year than you have and has won at a great level. So that doesn't really impact us too much. I'll ask you guys this. If that's the deal that Dak Prescott signed right now, would everybody be okay with that?
I think you'd still have probably half the fan base not happy with that.
I'm talking about us, though.
I think based on what we're hearing, knowing that CAA was asking for over 40 a year, I think I'd be okay with that. I mean, hell, it's about winning in this window.
Yeah.
And it'd be for 4 years. I mean, so help me out here. With Goff, What years are we talking about here? This is starting next year?
This is... So
yeah, because he's the total on it could get up to like $161 million. So this is an extension.
So how many more years are left? Did they pick up 1 year or did they pick up 2 years?
So, and he was also, keep in mind, he was a first-round pick. So he has that extra fifth year just like Zeke would have,
fifth
for example.
Fifth-year option next year.
Okay, right. So he's just like Zeke. So this is a 6-year deal, including this year.
Yeah, which to me, the main thing it said about the Dak deal is it gave you a clear spot, because we could have all debates all the time. We've heard Sean and RJ talk about this all the time, and Sean doesn't think he's in that 30 area. To me, it solidifies where Dak should be. The Wentz deal was $107 million guaranteed. Mm-hmm. The Goff deal is $110 million guaranteed. Right around there.
Right.
So figure it out. Whatever the number is, the average per year is 32 for Wentz. It's 33.5 for Goff. Figure it out. That's where Dak is. Like, it's just like no one can even argue that anymore, because once you got those two guys in there and Dak's numbers and many metrics are better than theirs, including games played, that's kind of where you step in and go, what am I arguing about? That is the clear spot. And I think that's where the Cowboys could probably take advantage of getting him underneath Russell, but it depends what CAA wants to do.
I don't think he's better than either of those quarterbacks, but I don't think you can make the case that they just stomp him and that he's nowhere near them.
I think that's fair.
But
definitely fair.
But I think that when Dak hired CAA, the Scott Boras of NFL contracts, he basically was going, hey, man, I'm going to squeeze every penny I can out of the organization, and good for him, because no player should do a team-friendly deal. It works for us as fans, and it works for the owners who created the salary cap, but how is that fair? I mean, yesterday when Lyle Collins gets his deal done, the first thing I start hearing and seeing on social media is people talking, great, you can cut Tyron Smith now. What? Just a couple years ago, you're talking about what a team-friendly deal he signed. Wow, that's incredible. He wants to be a Cowboy. He gave them a break. Are you kidding me? So Dak should get every penny. I get it. I get it from the player's perspective. Now, if I was Dak, I think I would say, all right, I don't want to take all this payroll, because we need to have a supporting cast around me. I'm going to make a ton of money. But hell, I may go for the jugular too and try to get every penny. But what I was told yesterday is that Dak and the Cowboys, or CAA, Team Dak and the Cowboys, are still miles apart, that they're not close. And so if you have these two deals, you've got Wentz, you've got Goff, and the structure is there, it should be pretty easy. Why are they so far apart? What is there to figure out here? Why is this even complicated?
So, Ben, if you look at what, Goff is a number one pick in a draft. And so We're talking about this in conjunction with the way we talk about Amari Cooper. So when we're talking about, well, Amari Cooper doesn't have the urgency because he's going to make $14 million this year. Goff has already made a lot more money on the field than Dak has. And he's got more guaranteed money right now on his rookie deal than Dak has. When we get into, all right, let's walk up to Dak and let's hand him the Jared Goff contract, then Dak would be looking at that contract going, even though I'm guaranteed $2 million here, I'm going to pass on this $110 million guaranteed because I think I can get $120 guaranteed, or I think I can get $130 guaranteed. You know, I don't know. I think, you know, Ben's gotten good information on this about them being far apart, which would indicate to me that the Cowboys haven't presented a quote unquote real deal. Like maybe they're still sitting there at 25 or 27, but I have a hard time believing, not setting it down to CAA and going, hey, agent, how much do you want to get? But walking up to Dak and handing him a contract with $110 million guaranteed when all he really has guaranteed right now is $2 million.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing Dak's going, you know what? Screw you guys. That's just simply not enough.
That's right. Yeah. And you just don't know what the offers were. And that's where it comes down to it. But I think like in a vacuum, you can say Goff or Wentz is better than Dak. I would take Goff over Dak. Wentz, maybe in a one game scenario, I would probably take Wentz. But you start going long term, I would not at all touch Wentz. He makes me very nervous. But over 3 years, you just look at every number. Dak and CAA have every metric pretty much in their favor to go, hey, kind of better than these guys, so why don't you go ahead and give me a contract?
But I think what Ben said is so accurate. I think just in a vacuum, I think Wentz is the best of the three of them. But
I
he's
think
the
Goff
one
is.
He's the one I'm least likely to sign because I think he's Carson Palmer. I think he's going to be a guy that's hurt once every 2 years. And I just don't want to hitch my wagon to that.
The thing that Dak does that they don't do, and Wentz has ran before, but he gets hurt a lot, Dak makes plays and scores with his feet. And that goes into addition to the touchdown passes. Dude, you should line up the numbers straight up. Completion percentage, passer rating, interception percentage, and then total touchdowns based on what Dak's able to do with his feet. The numbers are there for Dak and his agency to go, yeah, I need to be paid higher than these guys.
Like the numbers are there.
They're just there. It's just evidence.
What would happen if Dak would have gone to a team that just wasn't that good?
That's the nose.
And so if Dak had gone to the Titans or whomever, mm-hmm. or just the Jets, mm-hmm. would we be talking about Dak being a $40 million quarterback or $35 million quarterback? I mean, it's a team sport, and he came to a team with an elite offensive line and an elite running back, and that helps. And that's not to take anything away from what he's done. And what he's done has been fantastic, but you got to try to figure it out. Is like, is he the reason for – I mean – See the. I mean, I watch him play. I don't think he's the whole reason. I don't think anybody's the whole reason. I think it's a team. It's a collaborative. But when I watch Dak, I watch a guy who's playing in an offense where they have a governor on it, mm-hmm. and they're trying to get him to not turn the ball over, and that's the priority, and not take risks downfield, and not read defenses, and it's pretty much, you know, they hand the ball off a ton, and so I don't see a dynamic, hey, let me carry the offense type guy, but. Let's see what he is in year four. Let's see what he is without Linehan. I'm willing to bet that he's going to keep getting better and keep taking those steps. But if you're telling me you got a Wentz deal, you got a Goff deal, you got the framework for a contract, then it should be simple.
Yeah.
Everybody should say he's right in that class. It should be simple. But I'm hearing from a very good source that they're still miles apart and they don't think anything's going to happen anytime soon. And so that only comes down to CAA. And if you think about it, it gets down to expectations that are set. When Dak starts interviewing agents, he sits down with all these different agents and CAA says, hey, here's what we're going to do for you. We don't mess around. We get everybody maximum dollar. So when we go in there, we're going to beat up the Joneses. You're going to get this, 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 and this. And we're worried about what Mahomes is making. We don't care about Wentz. We don't care what Goff's going to get. We're about Mahomes and that next contract. And Dak's like, okay, great. You're hired. Well, now an expectation has been set. They won the gig. They get to be his agent. Well, they've made huge promises. We're going to get this, 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 and this. That's why they're still far apart.
Yeah. And to KT's point, so you go in there and you go, well, look at these numbers. Okay, well, that's based on 3 years. When Carson Wentz, remember 3 years ago in every segment we did about Philly, was it Carson Wentz just throwing the ball 1 yard down the field?
Yeah.
So let's eliminate the first year and then look at the numbers. And they shift dramatically. And so,
so you take out Goff's first year,
right?
He was 0-7 with Jeff Fisher,
right? And so, and keep in mind, I'm saying all this as someone that I want Dak to be the quarterback. I believe in Dak. I think they can win Super Bowl quarterbacks. I mean, win Super Bowls with him and all that. But there's still a level where you venture out and go, man, we're talking about these abstracts that don't even make sense. And so, if you look at his class and the guys that he's positioned right there with, there's two deals that are already done. And so if the other agency is out here saying, we want to exist way beyond that, How are the Cowboys supposed to deal with that? They can go, okay, make $2 million this year and we'll franchise you.
They don't have to deal with it and they won't. No, there's a lot of what ifs here, though. Like, Josh Rosen's a classic what if. Like, Josh Rosen, I think he would be successful if he was put in a good situation. Mm-hmm. You just deal with the reality of what happened. Dak was put in a great situation. I think of Aaron Rodgers. If Aaron Rodgers didn't sit behind Brett Favre for 3 years, Aaron Rodgers probably is not what he is today. If Sean Payton didn't find Romo, then Romo was probably a club pro somewhere. You know, like, if all these what ifs didn't happen. The reality is the numbers are there for 3 years, and the Cowboys have a choice. And my vibe is, or at least and Ben's actually hearing things. I'm just gut feeling here. They're going to sit there and go, okay, you're going to play for nothing here, and then we're going to franchise you next year. And then you know what? If you don't want to do that, we'll franchise you again. And honestly, pretty good guaranteed money for Dak, and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not like this. To me, I see the Goff and Wentz deals being done and where that Goff deal came at below Russell Wilson as an opportunity. It's just whatever CAA thinks. The one thing I will throw out there, and I'm a fan of Steven and how he has been orchestrating the cap. I'm a big fan of his, okay? You think Steven's the most easy guy to get along with when it comes to these negotiations? Because the Zeke deal and the Tank deal did not have to be as difficult as they were. They were both.
Sports, you know, that happens.
Very easy, easy deals. It was clear to see Tank, $20 million type of guy. We got the injury thing and there's leverage and we're fighting for a few millions of dollars. I think the one consistent component to all these deals is Steven being a hardline negotiator and kind of being difficult to deal with.
I love it. That's what you need. It's not just an open bank. Come take whatever you want. Somebody needs to be doing that. Somebody needs to be a hard ass over there saying, sorry, I got to keep in mind the whole big picture of what we have to take care of the whole pie. With Dak, I'll say this. What I wonder about and beyond the agency, because ultimately the agencies work for the players. It's not like the players just a victim here or a passenger in this thing. Dak may be saying, hey, I'm going to bet on myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Linehan was holding this thing back. Nobody's really seen what I can do. I want to throw the ball a ton. Look how well he played against the Giants in that last game where he was allowed to throw the ball like crazy.
With fewer weapons.
He was like, thank you. Like, yeah. I was told he was really looking forward to that. He really wanted that. And then I was also told after the Rams loss that he was upset that they didn't trust him to let him try to throw him back into the game. And I think that has to do with him being pigeonholed by Linehan. So now you're saying, okay, if he believes in himself that there's much more there, and I want athletes to feel that way. I want a shooting guard to feel like, yes, get me the rock. I don't care if I've missed a shot. I want a cornerback to have maximum confidence. I want a cleanup hitter to be super confident. I want them to be borderline arrogant in believing in themselves. So that's the other component. He may be sitting here going, dude, Wentz, Goff, are you kidding me? That's great. I love what they're doing. I want to do what Mahomes does. I'm not saying he thinks he's going to throw 50 touchdowns. That's not what this scheme is. But he may believe there's a hell of a lot more there that he hasn't been able to showcase yet, and he's ready to take that next step. And if that's the case and he wants to bet on himself, then good for him. Because if he goes out and is lights out this year, nobody's going to feel bad about paying him whatever.
I think to your point too, Ben, don't you think CAA goes, hey, remember when the Joneses said they weren't going to set the market? They just set the running back market.
Yeah.
Just wait. To me, it comes down to this, though. Is Dak really willing to risk $108 million when he's making two? If he's really willing to do that, then
maybe he's making 25 or 30 through endorsements.
Then that's it. Well, that's a good point,
maybe
too.
Maybe he doesn't care.
That's a good point, too.